That's a fantastic chorus, Refiner's Fire. As we were singing it, it reminded me of a story I heard many years ago from an Indian pastor in Sydney. He was talking about the Indian goldsmiths and silversmiths dotted all over the country, how they have these little furnaces. And when they're refining gold and silver, they poke it in the furnace, then bring it out, and bash it with a hammer on an anvil. And then hold it up until they can see the reflection in it. And if they can't see the reflection clearly, back in the furnace. And you know, I think that's what God's like with us. Puts us in the furnace, takes us out, looks to see his reflection. And if he can't see his reflection, back in the furnace. It hurts sometimes, but our aim is to glorify God. How about we just start with a word of prayer? Father, we thank you for the privilege of coming here. And we thank you, Father, for what you're going to say to us today. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to look at Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Now, the topic today is the things that cripple us. But as we look at this passage, I think we're going to find out some things that can cripple us. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And there's two words there that I'd like to concentrate on. Be not conformed, and be transformed. Now, when you look at the original language in these, with these two words, very, very interesting structure. They are both in the present, passive, infinitive. Teach? Understand? Present? They're happening now. Be not conformed. Passive? It's something that's happening to us. And the infinitive is a command. It's similar to the present continuous, and has the sense of something that is ongoing. So be not being conformed to this world. Some translations have put it, don't let this world squeeze you into its mould. But be being transformed. That's a command as well. And the Greek word for that, metamorphosis. You all know what happens when a caterpillar eats enough and goes into a chrysalis. Comes out as a butterfly. That process is called metamorphosis. Now, the only thing the caterpillar has to do is eat and make its cocoon. The rest happens to it. It's acted upon externally by God. There's nothing the caterpillar can do about changing its structure. It happens externally. But when you look at that, be not conformed to this world. How many things are there that cause us to be conformed to this world? See, it's something that happens to us, not something we do. It's in the passive voice. We are an object of being conformed. Now, I'm going to touch on some stuff that might be a little bit sore for some people. There's something called sin. And you've heard the term, the devil made me do it. And often that's passed off as the devil didn't make you do it, you did it. I beg to differ. Only to the point that the devil brings the temptation. He acts upon us because his function is to destroy the work of God. To destroy God's kingdom. To destroy those who have been saved, who have made a commitment to God and have become part of God's kingdom. And he will work on you in insidious little ways. Maybe someone with alcoholic tendencies, and someone will tempt you. Come on, just try a drink. Marketing companies make mixers now. They're like soft drinks, loaded with alcohol. You become addicted. This ultimately goes back to the devil putting pressure upon people to destroy them, to conform them to this world. Who's the prince of this world? Satan. One word, Satan. Now he will put pressure on in other ways. When I was 16, I took up smoking, not knowing what the long-term effects were going to be. And I was on two packets a day. As a 16-year-old, that badly addicted, I took it up just to be one of the guys, a peer pressure thing. And I ended up that badly addicted, I was sitting in school chewing the tobacco out of Camel and Philip Morris cigarettes. Until one day, I was waiting for the school bus, and I heard a voice as clear as anything said to me, "Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit." Just like a human voice that spoke to me. It said, "Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit." And with that came conviction and healing. And I reached into my pocket and took out a packet of cigarettes, looked at them, screwed them up and threw them away, and was instantly set free from the addiction. Another touchy one. Pornography. And it starts off in an insidious way. And I read an article recently that said some of the biggest consumers of internet pornography today are women, which is frightening. And only today I read an article in the Sydney Morning Herald that a spokesman for the sex industry in Australia said pornography plays an important part in sex education for children. These are the things that just drip away at the stone and gradually cause us to become conformed to this world's way of thinking. It's passive for us. It's active from the Prince of Darkness, who tries to destroy us. Now there's many, many other areas that you can think of. Addictions of various types. And many other things that start off just as little, simple, innocuous things in our lives. But unless dealt with, unless rejected, can wear away and tend to conform us to this world. And it's an ongoing process. Be not being conformed. But be transformed. Be changed. and hay. That's in the passive voice as well. It's not something that we do. It's something that the Holy Spirit does in our lives. As we spin the cocoon and let him do his work. We reject what the world tries to put upon us. Because that will cripple us. I'm not talking about a cripple who's... I'm talking about cripples who don't have a sound mind. Cripples who don't have a sound attitude to God. Cripples that Satan has got his hooks into to destroy. Sometimes just to destroy credibility. And then a person feels so bad, they withdraw into themselves. Now, there's nothing wrong with being broken. Because God can really use broken systems. Because what he puts in flows out. You don't keep it all in yourself. I always want to be a broken system. I want to be able to pass out what God puts in me. But I want to be changed. And I want that to be an ongoing process. Not something that I do myself, but being changed. Present, passive, infinitive. It's a command. Now this will surprise you. I haven't played guitar for 10 years. Have you wandered alone on life's pathway? Have you lived without him a life of fear? Have you searched for that great higher meaning? Friend, is your life filled with long wasted years? Wasted years, wasted years. Oh, how foolish. As you walk on in darkness and fear, turn around, God is calling, he's calling you from a life of wasted years. God's spoken here today. And many of us have wasted years. You know, this last week, we've observed the death of an icon in Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs stated he wanted every day of his life to be something that would mean something to someone. I would like every day of our lives to be something that will bring glory to God. Father, you've spoken. You've touched our hearts. Maybe we've got wasted years. Maybe we need to do something about that. Touch our lives, Father. Let us no longer be being conformed to this world, but let us be being changed by the renewing of our minds, of our nous. Of our common sense, of our mind, our will,
and our emotions. In Jesus' name, amen.